This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I'm going to be on vacation for a couple of weeks after today's show. You know what I'm going to miss? Our crew here and the chance to say, time for sports. Home runs, more than 90 runs batted in. That's great stats for a season, but Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers has done that. Before the All-Star break, NPR's Tom Goldman joins us to talk about baseball, more baseball, and a few things that otherwise might have slipped from view. Morning, Tom.
Hello.
Now, he was a Triple Crown winner last year, which is usually considered a career season. Miguel Cabrera is having arguably even a better season. I think it's time we pay this man some homage.
Let's. The record, that he set Thursday, 30 home runs, 90 RBIs by the All-Star break. Last night, in fact, he drove in a run for his 95th RBI. If he keeps going like this after the All-Star break, he will blow away those stats that earned him the rare Triple Crown last season with home runs, batting average, and RBIs. And interestingly, Scott, Baltimore's Chris Davis is practically matching Cabrera's in home runs.
He's having
Davis
a great season.
And RBIs. And if he keeps it up, it could be an amazing competition in the second half of the season.
And let me just say this with respect for Miguel Cabrera. He doesn't look like he's using steroids, if you catch my drift.
I catch your drift. No allegations, nothing kind of, no evidence of anything untoward right now, just kind of admiration for what he's doing for a second year in a row.
Only Joe DiMaggio began his baseball career with more panache than Yasiel Puig at the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Or you.
So, thanks for remembering. So why is Senor Puig not on the National League All-Star team?
Because fans voted Atlanta's Freddie Freeman into the last spot rather than Puig. We had an almost presidential-like race this last week, both players exhorting fans to get out the vote, but Freeman ultimately won, probably because he had a great first half of the season compared to Puig's electrifying 5 weeks. And also, Puig took some PR hits this week, opponents calling him arrogant, and he's having kind of a tough start with the sports media in this country, but that should get ironed out, and a good chance that Yasiel will end up in a lot of All-Star games in the future.
Things are a little easier when you play in Cuba, where they have a state-owned media. you don't have to worry about these difficult sports writer types. Any surprises on the American League team?
Well, a tremendous story. You know, lost in the Freeman versus Puig race is the selection of the final member of the American League All-Star team, Toronto relief pitcher Steve Delabar. A little over 2 years ago, he was substitute teaching, finishing up a college degree, doing some baseball coaching. His playing career, that never got higher than Class A minor league ball, appeared to be over because he broke his elbow pitching in 2009. But through an amazing series of events, he got a shot at the bigs. He made it. And now he's on the All-Star team. A friend who's set up Delabar's workout in front of a Major League scout calls it the greatest story in the history of Major League Baseball.
And a movie of the week, I'm sure. World Cup of Softball has opened.
Yeah, let's give women's softball a mention since the IOC dumped it from the Olympic Games after 2008, which is a shame. It's one of the most exciting team sports at the Games. The World Cup of Softball going on right now in Oklahoma City. The USA beat Australia last night. The Americans are 2-0 and have a big game today versus Japan. Championship game tomorrow.
Finally, the Tour de Steroids has begun over in France. This is a bicycle race, and they're checked within an inch of their lives.
Yeah. 100th edition of the tour going on, and heading into today's 14th stage, your race leader was Chris Froome of Great Britain. He finished second last year, doing very well. No doping scandals at this year's tour so far. The sport at this level obviously has had a lot of bad publicity to overcome. A clean race this year would certainly help the cause.
And NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thanks so much for being with us.
Have a good vacation.